January 3, 1905. A Message to Ministers. 1. Ellen G. White. In the days of Nehemiah, after the restoration of the Holy City and of the temple service, the Israelites made a sure covenant with the Lord, promising with an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord. This reformation was not permanent. Nehemiah himself, returning from an extended visit to the Persian court, found a sad state of affairs. With characteristic zeal, he sought to purify the church from its wickedness. So prompt and thorough were his efforts that all Judah brought the tithe of the corn and the new wine and the oil unto the treasuries. But after his death, the Israelites again forgot God. To Malachi, the last of the Old Testament writers, was given the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel regarding the evils that had crept in. In his message to erring Israel, we read, "I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us?" The Lord answers, "Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down. And they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation forever." In delivering his message of reproof, the prophet begins with the priests who were dishonoring God by their sinful course. As the mouthpiece of Jehovah, he declares, "A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? Ye offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy person? Saith the Lord of hosts. And now, I pray you, beseech God that he will be gracious unto us. This hath been by your means. Will he regard your persons? Saith the Lord of hosts." The words that follow have special reference to the selfishness manifested by those who should be examples of liberality. "Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do ye kindle fire on mine altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand." Today, as in the days of Malachi, there are ministers who labor, not because they dare not do otherwise, not because the woe is upon them, but for the wages they are to receive. It is entirely wrong to hire every errand that is done for the Lord. The treasury of the Lord has been drained by those who have been only an injury to the cause. If ministers give themselves wholly to the work of God and devote all their energies to building up His cause, they will have no lack. As regards temporal things, they have a better portion than their Lord, and better than His chosen disciples, whom he sent forth to save perishing man. Our great exemplar, who was in the brightness of his Father's glory, was despised and rejected of men. Reproach and falsehood followed him. His chosen disciples were living examples of the life and spirit of their Master. They suffered stripes and imprisonment, and it was finally their portion to seal their ministry with their blood. When ministers are so interested in the work that they love it as a part of their existence, then they can say, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Mrs. E. G. White.